the front page of the Fargo Forum today kind of, I don't know how to phrase this. I don't want to say calls out or at least points out. Let's do that. It was a good piece of reporting, and what it talked about was the absence of Sheriff Laney in Cass County, how he's been working in Morton County. And of course, we've had a relationship here with Sheriff Laney for a long time, so I wanted to get him on. Paul, good to have you back on News and Views.
Hey, good morning, Joel. How you doing?
Let me just ask you straight up, are you spending too much time in Morton County and not enough time where you're getting paid here in Cass County?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's like I said in the article, you know, it's a balance. The one thing I am blessed to have is a command team that we've built over the years that's second to none that I feel. So the day-to-day stuff, they're getting done. And when I'm back, that's the day-to-day stuff they run anyway. The stuff that does need my attention, it gets my attention. And I've run back and forth for different things that I have to do or come back to do. And I've had my time back to make sure I get things done in the office. You know, I do a lot of my administrative stuff at night. I'm talking to my staff numerous times daily as if there's something that needs my attention. But as always, when critical incidents arise in North Dakota, you know, we take care of each other. And, you know, I've been blessed. The good Lord gave me a skill set, and I've had some great training over the years, and it's needed here, not only myself, but the people that are out here. And you know, there's just no way in a situation like this that Morton County could handle an incident like this by itself. And how do you call in help from other states when, if you know, you got to go in state first? And it's not just me. I mean, there's other sheriffs here. There's obviously a large contingent of supervisors and line level officers and deputies from agencies all over the state and now outside the state. So it's a balancing act. But I think the people in North Dakota get it. You know, we had over 400 law enforcement officers, local, state, and federal in 2009 that came to North Dakota for over 40 days. And it's when, you know, human, when, you know, when there's public safety at stake, you gotta step up and you gotta go. And, you know, do we love being away from our families and our own communities and all that for days on end? Of course not. But, you know, service is sacrifice before self. We got to step up, and we're needed here. And, you know, just like the hurricanes right now, law enforcement officers go from all over the country to go help them with the hurricanes. You know, you yourself see it. You know, you go to Sturgis, and you see law enforcement from three or four different states come in for that 2 weeks to help them out. So law enforcement, you know, a family that when one's in need and citizens need protecting, we're going to come home from all over to do it. So I balance the priorities. Would I rather be back in Cass County? Of course I would. But right now, the priority is helping out here. And I'll never let my own duty suffer back in my own home jurisdiction.
Sheriff Laney, you're a little more than just help, though, to Morton County. You've kind of become the face. I noticed the more highly exposed role that you're playing at the press conferences and the statements you're making. Very strong statements yesterday about how this was a riot. Is that authority that you've been given by Morton County, or those decisions that you're making on your own?
Oh, no, I'm definitely within a chain of command here. The boss here is Sheriff Kirkmeyer from Morton County, hands down, without a doubt. And in my role, the first few weeks I was out here, I was the deputy incident commander. So I was kind of the number two for when he asked me to come out here, asked if I would be his deputy commander. And then there were two other sheriffs filling that role. And you didn't see me as much. And also a lot of the media attention went through the PIOs, and Sheriff Kirkmeyer is always the lead on everything. But as we went and as it expanded and we went to a true unified command structure, just like during the floods, a lot of people thought I was the incident commander during the floods. It wasn't. It was our county administrator was the incident commander. I was the operations chief, which meant everything that was happening out in the field, which is what the public wants to see. So you end up naturally being more of that face. So that's what's happened here early on. The first, you know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, you really didn't see a lot of me. And I've also been back and forth to Fargo a number of times. But now that I've taken on that role as operations chief again, I'm in command of what's happening in the field. And you guys, as the media, you want to hear it from the guys that are there. And that's what they've set up to do. So the PIOs have come to me and said, hey, will you handle this one or will you handle this? And then obviously, Joel, a big part of it is our local media back there has wanted access to their sheriff. And you know me, I'm never going to deny that. I work for the people of Cass County. If they want to know where their sheriff's at and what he's doing and why, I have a responsibility to tell them. So that's a big part of why I've been out front a whole lot more, and that's why it's been happening. So am I the face of this? I hope not. It's not my jurisdiction, but am I stepping up and doing my role as asked by Sheriff Kirkmeyer? Yeah, he's the boss.
Sheriff Laney, thank you for your time today, sir.
Hey, thank you, Joel. You be safe, and I'm sure we'll chat soon, and you know where to find me anytime.
I wish you the same. You be safe, Paul. Take care.
Thank you.
Paul Laney, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff of Cass County. Is he right to do what he's doing? It's a simple question. He works for many of you that are listening right now.